This is Keith Rutger with your KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour. J.D. Raglan is still with us, and we're going to continue talking to him about estate planning. And a lot of things like that translate even outside of just this estate planning. I mean, you know, you want to make sure you check beneficiaries and stuff like that yearly anyway, just because, again, same thing. You can run into giving something to your ex-wife that you don't want to do in 2 years. You know what I'm saying?
That's correct. And it's very, very important, you know, that we think about that and we sit down and we have conversations with our family members about the entire process. You know, and I know that's hard to do. You know, Tiffany suggested, you know, maybe perhaps the Thanksgiving dinner or maybe Christmas visits is maybe perhaps not the ideal time to discuss that, because there may be issues that brought up that, you know, might cause some tension among family members. But at any rate, you have to have those conversations so that all your family members are on the same page. And when a family member does die, maybe perhaps unexpectedly, or the farm or ranch owner of the land is ready to retire and pass that on, everyone is on the same page at that point, because you've already had these conversations and there's documents in place to make that transition happen as smoothly as possible.
Oh, 100%. Absolutely. The other thing that resonated with me with what you were just saying was, you know, the forms, you know, get a lawyer to do them, because it's kind of the same thing as Wikipedia. Wikipedia can be a great resource for things, but you don't want to cite it on any research report. It's a good idea to have on your goal sheet, you know, the list of things you got to do, but it's a good idea, absolutely, to just get a lawyer and, you know, have them help you out through the step as well.
That's right. That is a very key part of this whole process. You know, if I was to wrap things up, Keith, in a nutshell, and talk about, you know, the most three, if I was to share the information with anyone that walked in my office about what advice would you give me about establishing an estate plan, what do I need to do? The first advice I would tell that person is, first of all, you need a will. And if you don't have a will, develop one now, yesterday. Because you never know what's going to happen the next day. So it's very, very important that every landowner, ranch owner, has a will. That's the first key component. And then secondly, I would advise that person to develop your flight plan, get your documents together, and then go see a lawyer, okay? And get these documents put into a package, an estate package plan, like you want it. It's your land, it's your ranch, and you have the right to set it up the way you want it. But there are certain legal documents that must be put together to make that happen. So many times, a lot of our farmers and ranchers, number one, don't have a will. And then, like I said, there's a death, perhaps unexpectedly. There's no will. Then you have to have a judge that dictates what happens with the property. And it can get really ugly with those sort of things. So develop your will, set it up like you want it, then get your flight plan documents together, go see a lawyer, sit down with your lawyer, line out your goals that you want, and let that lawyer draft that estate plan for you. And then finally and thirdly, and probably the most important of the three, is have conversations with your family members. Make sure everyone's on the same page. Make sure when that transition takes place that if you have two kiddos in the family, maybe a son and daughter type situation, the daughter's going to get 50% and the son's going to get 50%, or whatever the case may be. But make sure you have those family conversations so that everyone is on the same page. Those are the three very most important components of developing an estate plan, and that's the best advice I can give someone that is starting this process in terms of what I do. Those are the three most important things that that person needs to do.
Well, and I totally agree with that. Those are all things that you could say, well, I could do that tomorrow. Tomorrow may already be too late. And of course, we've gone on a very serious conversation today, but I think it's all very good information. If anyone wanted to talk with you further about this, JD, how could they go about doing that?
Yeah, Keith, well, they're welcome to give us a phone call at any time at our Texas A&M AgriLife Extension office in Randall County. We're located at 200 North Brown Road in Canyon. That phone number there where I can be reached is 806-468-5543, or they can drop us an email or visit our website at randall.agrilife.org. Or, as I always suggest, Keith, just stop by at our office at any time. Be glad to visit with you one-on-one, and love to see you. Just come in the office, and we'll try to address any questions or issues that you might have. If I don't have the answer for you, I usually can find a resource that we can do some investigating with, and hopefully help you find the answer to your needed questions.
Awesome. Well, JD, thank you once again for joining us this Thursday morning, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, Keith, appreciate the opportunity to visit with you. Always a pleasure. Enjoyed our visit here this week. Want to wish all our listeners out there a very Merry Christmas, and look forward to visiting with you again real soon.
Awesome. This has been the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour. I'm Keith Rutger. We'll see you tomorrow.